Blog Talk Radio.
Cheerio, everybody. This is Silly Sally, the Jolly Jestress, coming to you from sunny Forest Hills. I live in Queens, and yeah, that's right. I live in Queens, New York, city slicker that I am. Anyway, my guest today is going to be Christopher Wyatt, and he is making a movie called Spotting the Truth. And he's going to be telling you about this. He has named this episode Ending the Vaccine Lie. And certainly, you know, if I have one prayer, it would have to be that. Please end this unbelievable, drawn out into perpetuity, never letting up deceit that vaccines are safe and effective. Oh, bigger lie has never been told. Anyway, I have taken a different tact. I recently interviewed Eileen Daneman, and she was saying that 5G is going to give us intensely bad vibes. And to raise our vibration, she was recommending through transcendental meditation. Now, I have never done meditation. I know there's a way that you do it. I mean, certainly I've had moments of peaceful thought, but that's not transcendental meditation. So she recommended I to get training in it. But I said to her, you know, I'm going to raise my vibe a different way. I'm a jolly jestress. So I'm going to get out there and raise other people's vibes, and in so doing, raise my own, you know, because it's wonderful to tell jokes and watch people laugh and get a good laugh yourself, you know. Always a good idea to open the mic to people who, you know, share your favorite joke, you know. And then you, in fact, every joke I share is from one of the many places I've performed, hospitals, homeless shelters for children, bed to bed sometimes, in burn units. And they give me jokes too. And some of the best jokes I've gotten have been from the kids I entertain. So, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, which one did Victor tell me and which one did so-and-so? But I also do Carlin for kids, because before he was completely into raising our social consciousness, I mean, he always had it within his messages, and then it became the message, you know? But he did so much silly stuff in his early years that I delight in sharing with children. In fact, I used to listen to it as a 9-year-old. I said to my sister, how many times did I listen to that FM AM album? And I expected her to say 1,000. Instead, she stared straight ahead and said, every single day. Well, anyway, he was Irish and my mother was Irish and she didn't mind it, which is, you know, great. She always had a leaned towards people who were of her nationality. And talking about being Irish, you know, annually for many years, Yuka Azuma, Sarah E. Flores and myself have gone, and sometimes others, to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And we stand with our banners along the parade route. And we get an overall very positive response. Our banners are white with green writing that says vaccine-free NYC. And then last year we marched in a parade for all, because it's called the St. Pat's for All Parade. And, you know, in keeping with their claim to welcome all, we were included. Now, this year, I'm having a hard time getting a response. I've already ordered the green vests. We are going to wear, you know, like the yellow vest movement. We're going to wear lime green vests instead, already ordered, and carry our banners, vaccine-free NYC, or the banner with the that says stop not caring, vaccines are killing our kids, and sends you to my blog, which is tinyurl.com/yellowvax, V-A-X, tinyurl.com/yellowvax. That is a really good blog. I have to tell you, if you can walk away from that and not be completely convinced not to vaccinate your children, then I have failed. You know, truly, I believe it is that good. And, you know, what do we do all day, every day? We conceive how best to get through to people. Well, I think being a Jolly Gestrist is a great way to get through to kids and to young parents. And so I'm going to do it for that purpose. Truly, it is. I cannot stop this mission of trying to alert people so that they don't suffer the way we have. I just realized 10 people in my family have been injured or dead from vaccines. This is heartbreaking. This is one family, and only one of them is not a member of my immediate family. It's, you know, my sister's kid, but 9 of my immediate family, okay? So that's pretty darn tragic. And you can see where I'm adamant to stop this crime, the crime of injecting poison into children called homicide. What's new about this? But for some reason, you call it a vaccine, everything's swishy and swell, and people like me are to be ridiculed. But as I say, risk ridicule and save a child. And that's what we have to do. Because the only people who would ridicule you in the whole wide world are those who have not done the research and are therefore ignorant and or brainwashed, you know. But either way, they're ignorant. And people who are incentivized to promote vaccines, inject vaccines, make money on vaccines, you know, those people will never come around because it doesn't benefit them to. Okay, I'm going to pause this for a second, okay? Hello, everybody. This is Sally L. Cordy again. I'm sorry for that interruption, but Christopher Wyatt should be calling in shortly. Hi, everybody. I hope everything's going well now. It appears that I'm not getting an echo, and that's refreshing. Okay. So, Okay, I figured out what was wrong. Please forgive me, everybody. I spend half my time on this program asking people to accept my apology. Anyway, so all's well that ends well, but it's just starting because in about a minute, Christopher Wyatt himself, the man who is making a movie called Spotting the Truth, will be coming on to end once and for all the vaccine lie. And believe me, I am looking forward to that. Now, somebody I have also invited to join us is kind of, you know, on the spur of the moment, but he won't be calling in until later, would be David Steffen, whose case is pending court hearings, and the Clark case also in Canada, which is extremely dire. They are not allowed to mandate vaccines in Canada. So they have found an alternative way of getting parents to vaccinate their children. Wait till you hear this. If your child is sick from anything that is vaccine preventable, but they didn't get a vaccine for it, you can go to jail. Pretty incredible. And I'm waiting to hear from David. Did, in fact, the Clarks go to jail? Oh, so, you know. This is a heartless crowd. Believe me, this is the least of what they do. They're killing our children. So incarcerating people, that's horrible. And it's certainly horrible if their child has died and you're now going to incarcerate them. Vaccines have never, ever, ever been proven to prevent any disease. I'll say that again. Vaccines have never been proven to prevent any disease. Dr. Vera Scheibner, that is a quote from her, and she is the world's foremost authority. Now, I will pick up my honored guest. Hello, honored guest Christopher Wyatt. How are you, my friend?
Hi, how's it going? I'm actually a caller calling in, so I'm not sure if you thought this was your guest or not, so I apologize.
Yes, I did, but thank you. Thanks for calling anyway. No, I cannot have the phone lines tied up with another. I believe that gentleman, he sounds familiar. I think he's called in before, but we don't have a lot of time to have this conversation with Christopher. And I'm leaving the phone open just for him. Hopefully this is he. I doubt it. No, it's not him. Too bad. Okay. Well, I will contact Christopher, see where he is. If he's not coming on, then I will pick up this caller. Hi there, everybody. This show has had multiple interruptions. Please forgive me, and I'm going to pick up Christopher Wyatt forthwith. Hi there, Christopher. Welcome on the program. I couldn't reset the show to later, which is why I had to start it without you. Then we got a caller, and I would have normally taken the call, but I really wanted to leave the line open for you. So, Christopher Wyatt, you are about to end the vaccine lie with what you say to the audience right now.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not going to be the one that ends the vaccine lie. It's going to be everybody getting involved and speaking out, which I really do appreciate you having me on your show today. Earlier this week, you know, it became very apparent that they were targeting children with these really strange news stories of, you know, teenagers who suddenly come from anti-vax families, want to get caught up on their vaccines. It was just so bizarre. Currently, there is a news story very similar to, like, the one that's running in the United States.
Let us say that was a fake story. I mean, we must spell that out. This is not real. They are so desperate. They have created a fake scenario. Well, I just want to be clear about that.
Oh, yeah. It's very much fake. But these are not, you know, they're designed in a way almost to taunt people. We know these are fake, but they're not designed for adults. These are designed to go towards, you know, like teens and children. It's almost like making vaccines something. They want to make it like a commodity, kind of like the new iPhone or something like that. That's what they want to do. They want to make it, you know, not vaccinating seem old-fashioned. That's what they want to do.
Well, it is. That is as old-fashioned as it gets, not vaccinating, right?
That's true. I'd never thought of that. So, yeah.
I just sent you something that surprised me. My friend, Nurse Gary, sent it to me, and I was stupefied because it is a fair-handed look at the vaccine issue. They allowed a mother of a vaccine-injured child to – they interviewed her, and her concerns, which were completely legitimate because she has vaccine-injured children – you know, they let her say what she should say and needed to say and why she's concerned and how she fears for the safety of her children once vaccinated. I put that in your inbox because I just never see a fair-handed representation on the mainstream media of someone who is concerned about allowing their child to be vaccinated. Not ever. So this is a first.
That's awesome. I will take a look at this because you never hear of the media being fair about vaccines. I know somebody who did an interview. I think it was like a 16-minute interview she gave the media. They chopped it down to like one sentence, you know, that vaccines, you know, pretty much are bad. And then the rest of it was just, you know, the pro-vaxxers going on and on about how they protect people.
Well, you know, it's interesting. They let me say on CBS, which stunned me, that vaccines are poison. Oh, I mean, they are. But they actually aired it. So this was remarkable in my mind. They did eventually remove it, but they aired it on, you know, primetime television.
Oh, wow. Vaccines are poison.
I almost fell. I know. I actually started a petition to thank the president of CBS. I was like, congratulations, man.
I can't blame you on that one. You know, that's how I would feel. The other thing that's going on, you know, like when we talk about like ending the vaccine lie that we have to do, we really have to take back, you know, what our movement stands for, because there's so much division that has been created, and this has been created by controlled opposition. And now there's so many terms out there, you know, vaccine choice, medical freedom, safer vaccines. Well, if we watch what's going on, what I mentioned earlier, where they're slowly starting to go after the teenagers and the kids, my great fear is that children will be able, without parental consent, to get safer vaccines because it's their medical freedom to have, you know, whatever, you know, vaccine choice, you know, some inane thing like that. That's what I fear. I think that we have to
get
back.
Well, don't fear that. No, no, no. Don't fear that, because kids fear vaccines. They just do. There's nothing they can say on the mainstream media that is – they had to create a boy who says this. This is not an actual boy who feels this way.
This is very
scripted.
True.
You know, so don't worry about that, because when I was running for the Vaccine Free Party – someone had come to me and say, please run for the Health Freedom Party. And I said, well, I'm not going to throw it out. I'm going to have two kinds of petitions, because you don't haven't established anything until you've filled the petitions, right? So I had one for health freedom and one for vaccine free. Health freedom people were just not interested in. And vaccine free, I'll never forget the first kid, well, he's a kid to me, he was over 18, he was could vote and was registered. He looked at me, he goes, really? And I said, for sure, really, yes. And he was like, wow! You mind if I take a few of these? My friends will sign them. Okay? Does that sound like an authentic child? Yes, it does. It sounds like someone who's been over-vaccinated and resenting it.
See, that sounds really real to me. Unlike, you know, the teenager, you know, this week who, you know, a lot of people are referring to as vaccine teen, which incidentally, I feel like I've got my few seconds of fame because this kid screenshotted me. It was like the first thing that he screenshotted, like me calling him out. And that made me laugh a little bit because I'm like, wow, you know, he knows people are onto him. Well, I challenged vaccine teen. I'm like, if you're real, what you will do is you will, you know, either on Facebook Live or YouTube, you'll debate a vaccine injured family. Of course, he probably thinks he's too good for that. But there's similar stories in Australia, and there's a similar story in Canada, and it just, you know, I don't think they're going to get away with this, but I think they're very desperate. But we, you know, we've seen what social media can do. We've seen what, you know, just the power of culture can do. You know, people have these strange ideas. Look at, like, the environment. People talk, you know, global warming, all this other stuff, but they don't really do anything to actually, you know, stop, you know, pollution, anything like that. They just want to do, like, text, you know, credits on carbon or some stupid thing like that. So, you know, I just fear for the world. I just really fear for the world. So maybe you're right. Maybe they won't go anywhere with this. But, you know, I'm like, what if they do? Because it seems like parents are losing rights, you know, to care for their children, you know, and it's going to the state and the drug companies. And that's why we have to get out there.
Adults are next. So this is where the rubber hits the road, as they say. And they have a big, juicy lineup of glorious poison for us, too. And you know, thank goodness for the flu shot, because the flu shot has made my life so easy. Used to be so difficult to educate people about vaccines, but thanks to the flu shot, everybody's had a terrible experience with it. And, you know, I'll open the conversation by saying, do you think I should get a flu shot? I will get a roster of nightmarish stories, including death, from people at a bus stop, you know? So they'll talk me out of it. I said, well, geez, I guess the amount of vaccines we're giving infants is probably really bad, because they're giving 2 flu shots and 31 other doses to infants. Well, people become enraged. So I want to thank the flu shot.
It's just completely ridiculous. It shocks me. It boggles my brain. And, you know, when you look around, like, online, like, I was looking through Twitter earlier today, and I was just absolutely stunned. They're twisting the truth around. You know, it's been known that having the childhood illnesses prevents certain cancers. Well, now they're stepping up the thing about using measles to fight cancer. Well, now everybody's now suddenly on this bandwagon that having wild measles does not prevent cancer or autoimmune disease. And I'm like, have they not ever read a medical book or anything from the CDC? And, you know, it's just absolutely shocking, because
according
now they're coming back.
Right, wild measles, and I just recently put up a post about that, the difference between wild and injected measles. And, you know, vaccine gate, there's no component of any infection in there other than the poisons they're putting into it and completely unknown elements. So people are really going, whoa, hold on a minute there. Aren't you supposed to be infecting us with a little bit of a disease and then we build up antibodies against it? But that's not in there. It's nowhere to be found. What did they find? They found poison, and then they found 65% of ingredients that are not even on the chart of elements. I mean,
that's
wake up.
Frightening. Take a second to, like, wrap my brain around that, because that's like, wow. You know, I don't even have words for what that
is. Not only debunks the premise, which is you're building up antibodies against an infection, right? It adds to it, if it's not on the chart of elements, what in God's creation is it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I wish I had a time machine right now. I really do, because I would go back and rescue my books that got ruined by sewage running down the walls. But I had an old medical book from the 1940s. That medical book, and, you know, I mention this a lot, when it mentioned measles, the doctor that was talking about measles mentioned that older kids, usually boys, who had not got measles yet, would actually get it on purpose to miss school. Now, you flash forward now, anybody does that, they'd put them in an insane asylum. It's just bizarre,
Vera,
how
Vera,
our thoughts change.
Vera, who I was quoting when you called in, I was quoting Vera, she not only says it prevents cancers, you know, wild measles prevents cancers, but also asthma and allergies.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a lot to prevent getting measles naturally.
Oh, yeah. Measles also reverses asthma, and they know this. They've known it for a long time, because asthma is an autoimmune disease, and they've known all of this stuff. Same thing for mumps and ovarian cancer. And, you know, there's some studies saying it might be the true for testicular, you know, cancer, preventing it. But, you know, these are all building blocks of the immune system. And when I say that we got to fight the vaccine lie, how we end the vaccine lie, we can't just say vaccines are bad. We have to re-embrace natural immunity. We have to re-embrace nutrition. And ultimately, we can't just say vaccines are bad. We have to talk to the kids. We have to talk to every last man, woman, and child. But with what is going on, everybody who doesn't vaccinate needs to be talking to their kids and just telling them why, you know, explaining to them, you know, about health and nutrition. Because if you don't do it, there'll be a perverted version of it that's sold to them. And I don't think that'll be good.
And it won't even contain the antigen that they're supposedly vaccinating you against. The question
is, a very good point.
Right, but the question also is, if it doesn't contain it, is it just a mixture of these poisons that create it? Often, people I've heard who have taken the HPV vaccine develop warts, vaginal warts, which is exactly what that's supposed to prevent.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these newer vaccines, they'll use proteins instead of, you know, from the viruses or bacteria. Or in the case of the MMR, that one really scares me. Like, the HPV vaccine terrifies me. All vaccines terrify me. But then, you know, you look at the MMR, I am 100% convinced that no component of that one works. I think that, you know, if you took people who would have had the MMR and stuck them in a room with a kid that had wild measles, well, you're going to have people that are covered in spots within a couple of weeks. You know, the thing is a fraud. They know this is a fraud. But, you know, it's a moneymaker. It's just a moneymaker.
Dictionaries, medical dictionaries. I was interviewing a woman by the name of Rennie Egner, and she was reading from an old medical dictionary, and virus was defined as a morbid poison. And what do you find in vaccines? Nothing but morbid poisons.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if they want to say, and this combination of poisons is creating these results. Now, they said DDT brought on polio. What was DDT? It was arsenic.
DDT, you know, one of the most...
It's a morbid poison, and it created polio, which they then renamed 15 different ways from Sunday so they could claim they eradicated it. But
it shocks me when I think about, like, DDT, because, you know, everybody knows that Roosevelt supposedly had polio. Well, if you do a little bit digging, they're now saying that, well, he may not have had polio. Some experts think he may have had Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a, you know, neurological condition. But, you know, all of these neurological conditions, polio, Guillain-Barré syndrome, all of these things all have the exact same symptoms as DDT poisoning. You know, why do we not have big outbreaks of polio? It's not because of the vaccine. It's because we're not, you know, spraying everybody and everything with DDT, you know, and we've got to understand that, you know, sometimes we don't know everything. And that's very important when you're standing against something as large as the vaccine lie.
Yeah, for example, we don't know 65% of the elements in vaccines that have been tested.
Absolutely. You know,
wow.
You do realize every time you say that, I get like this horror movie chill that comes over me. You know, I'm like, it just, I feel like there should be some like horror music playing and a mad scientist. And then I realize, you know, sadly, this is real life, and the mad scientist, well, they're hard at work poisoning everybody.
Well, Erwin Auber years ago made a movie banner for me for some event I was doing, and it looked like a horror movie. They had the mother screaming in the background, the child looking completely sick. You know, it just...
I remember that. I've seen it, I think.
Have you?
I think I have. If not that, I've seen one similar to it.
Someone recently made another a poster of that nature, which looks like a horror movie itself. Only they put actual actors' names on the on the poster. Like,
oh,
Morgan,
my goodness.
Freeman. Yeah, I know. I thought, really? Morgan Freeman starring in this? That's weird. But it was just created for the purpose of, I guess, attracting attention, and it worked. All I can say is we have to put on our thinking caps constantly, because, and look at all this free energy that this issue is soaking up from all of us. You know, it's a lie, it's goddamn poison, or worse, if that's possible. And, you know, it's so obvious. And yet, how many hours a day do you commit to trying to educate people not to hurt their children? I mean, it is frustrating. It is frustrating, but I've decided to do it with a smile. I'm going to do everything I do. It's going to be happy wappy. It's going to be jolly. It's going to be fun and engaging. And, you know, in fact, my blog, I have the greatest blog right now, Chick Flick Picks, and it's 40 chick flicks for Valentine's Day. Every other film is a film of a chick, some female doctor like Nancy Banks, educating you about vaccines. So we have Keira Knightley,
that is awesome.
Pride and Prejudice, and Nancy Banks, and, you know, one, you know, so every odd number is the number of, so half of the 40 are educational videos. And this is my way of sneaking education into women's lives.
That is brilliant. You are really good at this, you know, and me, I have a lot of respect for how you handle a lot of things, with going out, doing events, getting out into the real world. Because, you know, I've been telling people for a long time that, you know, Facebook is good, but I don't consider Facebook to be activism. I see Facebook as a tool to connect with people. You know, once you connect with people, you have to take it to the next level. You have to get out there and you have to get into the street. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and it just really freaks me out how long I've been on social media and how, you know, I've had a lot of support, but I've also had people go against me. As most people listening know, I'm working on a documentary called Spotting the Truth, and that has, you know, that has just basically ground to a halt. You know, it is just, you know, I'm working on it, but I've had so many lies told on me in the background that it's hard for me to connect with people. I'm slowly reversing that. But, you know, the thing that I'm going to say is not only do we have to get out there, you know, into the real world and educate people, and I'm talking every last man, woman, and child, we have to be very careful because there's a lot of controlled opposition in our movement. And, you know, I'm not going to name names, but, you know, I know somebody is a shill when, on one hand, they say vaccines are bad, but on the other hand, they say you can inject one aluminum-based vaccine at a time. And then, you know, when you tell people and you show them this evidence.
Carly has the answer for that. Carly says, would you like me to shoot you with a rifle or an Uzi?
I like that. I like that, and I hope I don't get sued, but I'm stealing that. I am going to so share
credit.
That, and
give
I will
her credit.
Give her
don't
credit.
Steal it.
I will
give
her
credit.
Credit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what I tell everybody. When I went to the National Vaccine Advisory Committee, I told everybody, you can use the words I addressed them with. These are Dr. Scheibner's words. They're scientific. They're addressing a scientific community. And there's no better way to say what we all need to be saying. So somebody did that, but they didn't credit her. And I said, no. You credit her. Because, quite frankly, people will sit up and pay attention simply because she said it.
Absolutely. You know, I just wonder what, you know, the world's going to look like in 20 years. You know, whether people are going to go, you know, be on the right path and shun the vaccines, take back natural immunity. And, you know, we have kids getting the childhood illnesses the good old-fashioned way. Or if we're going to have, you know, a total breakdown where everybody trusts the government. You know, they tell you, you know, basically you have to have this vaccine to exist, and everybody's sick and dying by the time they're 20. That's what I fear, because, you know, you look at the HPV vaccine, the flu vaccine. I have people that tell me that I'm lying. You know, when I point out that a huge chunk of the world, around 40%, you know, doesn't vaccinate for the mumps. Or, you know, people tell me I'm lying when I point out that the UK does not use the chickenpox vaccine because, you know, there's strong enough evidence that the chickenpox vaccine is linked with an increase in shingles. And I will be told that it's propaganda, that I'm lying. And, you know, I had one person tell me that, you know, I was giving them articles from WebMD. I was giving them articles from, you know, NHS. You know, it was ridiculous.
Started my latest blog with this tiny little statement, and this has obviously struck a chord because you and I look into the future. We see the glaring catastrophe that's before us and before our children, you know? And other people have thought what I wrote, just never said it, and here it is. It says, get real now. 72 doses of poison kills, sterilizes, and will result in euthanasia of the adult damaged survivors who will outnumber those well enough to care for them. That got shared 157 times last time I looked.
That is utterly brilliant. I can't think of anything more honest. Could you please put this on my timeline? Because I will share that around. That is just truly
okay.
Brilliant.
Well, it's what I fear. It's like, where else could this go? Where else could this go?
I don't see anything, you know, I don't see this going anyplace good unless we get out there. And this is, you know, what I say by ending the vaccine lie. We have to embrace truth. We have to have a new relationship with it because, you know, I grew up in the South. And, you know, the civil rights movement has always been something that I look at because, you know, I've been to the lunch counter where, you know, there was a sit-in. You know, I've been to actually two different Woolworths where, you know, there were famous sit-ins, you know, and stuff like that. I've seen, you know, like just, you know, like I remember when I was a kid, we went on a field trip, and I remember there was the sign that used to be where, you know, people could only enter through the back door. And, you know, I think about it, and people think, oh, vaccines have nothing to do with civil rights, or they have nothing to do with women's suffrage, or anybody who's ever fought for freedom. Well, yeah, it does, because, you know, freedom to have a body that is free of toxins, that's not being poisoned. I can't think of anything more worth fighting for. you know, my brain almost wants to shut down when I think about it, because they're poisoning children. They're poisoning the elderly. They're poisoning infants, poisoning the whole of humanity. And, you know, it's just, it's disgusting, because
well, let's take it to the next level. We are filled with metals, and this 5G is coming in, and aluminum is a better conductor by density than copper. So the kids who are autistic with their brains saturated with aluminum will be flat out tortured.
Oh, my God, I don't even want to think about it. It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. You know, I predict that 5G is going to cause a lot of people to have cancer and autoimmune diseases. You know, everything. I think it's going to be much worse than the experts think.
Well, I have a whole blog just on that called tinyurl.com/5GRefugee. You will get every perspective in creation. And I want to talk about people have been reporting insect deaths, not just bees, just the entire insect community has diminished tremendously. So, you know, that could be from, could very well be from the bees in particular with regard to Wi-Fi kind of technology, because they're bumblebees in particular. Their bodies weigh more than their wings can support. So it's a vibration that keeps them afloat, you know, aloft. So if we're messing with vibrations, that's going to affect them. Just in terms, of course, what they're spraying in the skies is bad for every living creature and every edible plant.
It's truly disgusting. You know, there are days when I go outside and, you know, I can just taste the filth in the air. Like, I'll take a breath, and it's like you can just taste the filth in the air. And, you know, I know chemtrails are real, you know, because they'll put all these things out there saying they're not real. Well, you can see the lines across the sky. You know, if these are, supposed to be coming from, you know, like a jet or something like that, why were these not there when I was a kid? You know, you never had these kind of streaks in the sky. And, you know, everything that we have right now is a perversion of health. And, you know, unless we get out into the streets, and I mean, I'm dead serious about this, get out into the streets, disobey unjust laws, and warn every last man, woman, and child, we're screwed. We have to have a new relationship with the truth. And it's interesting that we're talking about things more than vaccines, because it's all interconnected.
Right. That's right. It is. It's more than just a preponderance. It is actually interconnected, as I just described, with the aluminum-laden brain and these microwave technology. Everybody knows you don't put a metal plate in a microwave. Well, let's say your head's become a metal plate. Now they put microwaves on you. What, you know, you don't have to be a genius to figure this out.
Definitely not. One thing that I was going to mention again, you know, is where I'm working on my documentary, Spotting the Truth. You know, and people going behind my back and talking bad things. You know, I am going to just ask that everyone out there who's an activist of any kind, particularly vaccines, be very careful right now. Because, you know, I've learned the hard way. My project, you know, is at a halt, and I'm picking it back up. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are controlled opposition, and they want to keep the lie going. And, you know, some of these people you would never believe. You know, it just absolutely stuns me when I find out, you know, some of these people are shills or liars, because a lot of these people have very good cover stories. But, you know, I'm a believer in the truth, and I believe that good wins out over evil. So I'm hoping you know, that people can just, you know, take the blinders off, take a good hard look at, you know, all these terms that are created by controlled opposition, and, you know, just re-embrace that they're an anti-vaxxer, or, you know, some people are using the term ex-vaxxer, which is also true, but, you know, I really do like the term anti-vaccine because it's straight to the point. You know, take back the term, own it, and, you know, basically give a big thing, you know, big middle finger to everybody who's trying to stop us.
Well, I heard from a fellow that we have to reclaim our symbols. You know, like
yes. An
owl is supposed to be a wise old owl. And when people see an owl, they think of someone wise. Well, it has other bad connotations too. And the peace symbol, that has is interpreted in another way that is negative. But whatever this skewed and dark agenda is, that's a peace symbol to me. It means, my father would call it the footprint of the American chicken. That's not the alternative one I was thinking of, but that is in fact what he called it, a veteran himself. But it means we are respecting other nations, cease for peace. If we just stop doing terrible things to people, we will have peace. And I don't mean just us. If everybody, respect equals peace. That's all I can say. If you do something terrible to someone, it's because you have no respect for them as a human being. You know, can learn to respect one another's, the golden rule, for goodness sake. Does it get clearer than that? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I just saw a woman with a new baby in a restaurant, not newborn, but very young. And, of course, I approached her and started talking about valuable vaccine websites. Normally, I come packing with cards. The one day I didn't bring them, there I encountered this small person. She said, oh, I know all about vaccines. My brother's a pediatrician. I said, oh, wonderful. So your child is safe. She didn't pick up on that. She didn't pick up on the fact that I was saying yours and yours alone. Right, yours and yours alone. I said, I'm so happy your child is safe. I just was hoping she would pick up on that. The irony. But, you know, the kid woke up eventually and the eyes were straight ahead. The child was relaxed, happy when it should be happy, not ecstatic when it shouldn't be. He looked like a healthy, bright, you know, as Mary Pulis Kavanaugh says, I think all children are born geniuses. It's what we do to them diminishes them. And what is a better diminisher than vaccination? What can screw a kid up? And curiosity has left the building. These kids are suffering. They're not thinking, gosh, mommy, what's that? They're just like, get me through this freaking day. Let me pass out as soon as possible. If I can get any sleep at all. You know, these are suffering little entities. And how could they be other with the gargantuan amount of poisons we're shooting into them?
That is absolutely one of the truest things I've ever heard. I truly believe, you know, that, you know, newborns and babies, you know, have great potential and that, you know, they are geniuses and we snuff that out. We poison them. You know, we take away their potential. It is just absolutely frightening. I don't know what kind of, you know, whether you've ever watched Doctor Who or not, but there are villains on there called the Weeping Angels. There's these statues that you can't look at. You know, don't blink is the thing that they tell you, because if you blink, these things actually transport you in time and live off your, you know, they put you in some sort of hellish, you know, past that was not yours, and they basically live off your potential. That's what vaccines do. They steal your potential.
Right, right. Wow.
It's just,
that's an interesting analogy you just made. I will have to watch What is this movie? Doctor Who? Is
yeah,
that what you
the
say?
Series Doctor Who. It's a British sci-fi series. He travels around in a blue police box. But yeah, there's that. And you know, I was like,
World Health Organization. Who?
Yes. He. But
I remember
chanting at one of our potential.
One of our actions, we were chanting, "Who is who? Who is who?" I now know who is who, but at the time, who is who? Who is who?
It's just absolutely frightening.
Well, there's something very interesting that in interviewing Scott Tipps, who is with the National Federation or Health Federation, who goes to all these meetings where they talk about components in foods. He was working, I believe, on getting the amount of aluminum in baby food reduced, he had success with one of his campaigns. But regardless, he said what has turned the tide of these conversations where people from all over the world gather to discuss what people will be, you know, food and drugs, basically. He said what's really screwed it up is the World Trade Organization's presence at these meetings. He said this has turned it in a very negative way. So again, trade, money, you know, but it's more than that. Everybody knows it's more than money. You don't put aluminum in children's baby food to save a few bucks, you know.
No, it's about control.
Okay, go ahead, explain that.
It's about control and making people sick is what it's about.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see any of them try to control an autistic child. I think the control is over the person, you know. As I said, you know, why are you the only one protesting? I said, because everybody else who wants to be with me can't, because they've got them where they want them. They have to be with their unruly child. Nobody else can take them unless they've had six different kinds of degrees and waited on a list for 7 years to get the proper person who could step in so they can step out, and they can't travel. So often it's a nightmare driving with a child who's autistic, not knowing what their behavior will cause you to do at the wheel, you know, or to take them on public transportation. And of course, there's sensory overload issues. And, you know, I saw the saddest thing. Christopher, oh my God. It was on the news, and there was a grown child, is how I can explain him. He's probably in his 20s, and he was in a deli, and this was on the news, because the deli man was frightened. He said, "Make my sandwich," and he starts hitting the counter and throwing things at him, and I thought,
oh my God,
he's having a meltdown. He's having a meltdown the way, you know, mothers describe meltdowns in the supermarket. Well, this guy is grown. Mommy is not with him. And he's having the same exact meltdown that he would have had. And everybody would have been looking at the mother and going, well, this kid is going to wind up in jail. You know, it does lead to criminality. If you did not know what was causing that, which, of course, is vaccines, you would look at this kid and go, put that boy away. Put him away. How dare he jeopardize this poor man? He's making his sandwich. He can't even wait, you know. But it was wild what was happening. But it was just an adult version of these childhood freakouts. You know, meltdowns, freakouts.
It's shocking to me because, you know, autism, you know, which is one of many vaccine injuries that can happen, you know, you're seeing it more and more. And I was on Twitter earlier today and I was horrified because all these pro-vaccine posts are out there saying, you know, that we hate people with autism, that we're trying to kill them with, you know, mumps, measles, chickenpox, rubella. You know, and I'm just like shaking my head because, you know, these are coming from people that are completely fake. And then, you know, they're now trying to convince people like you and I, you know, they're trying to convince people that you and I, you know, are completely fake. Apparently, people speaking out against vaccines are dangerous Russian bots. You know, that's another reason for us to get out into the streets because, well, we've got to show that we're 100% real. We're not bots.
That is rich. Yeah, I remember reading that thinking, oh, boy, they're really, they're desperate now. I'm glad they said Russian
because they
so overplayed their hand with Trump in that regard that if you say it's Russian bots, people will be like, oh, right, yo. These poor Russian people, you know, but I have to tell you, when I was a kid, I remember reading that that Russian people were not told the truth. They were told what the government wanted them to know. And if it wasn't the government line, they would never find out through the print. And I remember thinking, oh, that's terrible. Wow. It certainly has come full circle, you know, especially with this fake this news report about a fake mother and son doing a fake thing. The whole thing was fake. They should be absolutely, they didn't even look alike. They may as well have at least tried to get an actual mother-son, you know? This was
and I'm still not convinced he's 18 because he looks like he's about 25. You
well,
know, and I bring that up.
He's a professional. Hold on, I'll find the.
He's an internet strategist, a social media strategist. That's what his title is.
Right. There you go.
And it's just completely frightening when you watch this, you know, person promoting the vaccines. Well, you know, here I am with spotting the truth, trying to get, you know, people to give me interviews and show vaccine injury. And I put it out there again. I'm like, you know, if there's all these cases of measles and stuff like that, somebody get me a damn exposure. I will show you, you know, on camera for a week where I'm miserable that these things, you know, are not a big deal. Of course, I get all these crazy replies in my email telling me that I'm trying to kill children and stuff like that. I mean, you would not believe the content of my inbox when you see what some people say.
Well, Tracy Boston made a video that I attached to a meme, and the meme said of 50 cases of 3.5 million cases of autism, 50 cases of measles. You know, can I get a what, you know?
You know, and it's kind of sad because the kids that do get measles are going to have immunity, their immune systems are going to be refreshed. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I put it out there, you know, seek out the natural immunity. And people just do not want the natural immunity. It seems like even non-vaxxers or anti-vaxxers, scared of head-to-toe red spots or, you know, a swollen jaw or just being sick in general. And it's reminding me that we've got a lot of work to do. And that's why I keep saying, you know, help end the vaccine lie. You know, the other thing that I've gone to doing is my new tagline. When people start saying vaccine choice, I'm like, you know, did the child have choice on their end? Were they the ones that chose this? And, you know, who is taking all the risk? Is it you or the doctor? Are you the ones taking the risk? You know, are you on the receiving end of the needle? You know, are you the ones that are going to, you know, potentially die from this?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I have two friends who have said, independent of one another, I think it's the mother's fault. Well, I was one of those mothers. I did trust. I did believe. You know what I mean? So it's such a hard thing to say, but if that wakes mothers up, that's not a bad thing. That's why my new blog is really talking about the consequences to the parents. It's not just about dead children. It's about shaken baby syndrome. It's about spending the rest of your life in jail because you didn't do the research. But
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, my friend Kevin used to say, "What's the matter with these mothers?" You know, and I said, "Kevin, you know, they trusted. They weren't wise. They hadn't done the research. If they did one ninth the amount of research they do on a stroller, they would have known. They would have known. Just look at the ingredients." But at this point, the new mothers are so compromised themselves. They're lucky to get pregnant at all. They're just lucky to get pregnant at all.
That's very true.
Well,
you know,
I talked to a lot of women
who
to a lot of women who have not been able to get pregnant, and I would say it's women in their 30s down, in their 40s and 50s, but women in their 30s on down are unable to have children.
That's scary.
It is. It really is. You know, and also the American College of Pediatricians, who said that the HPV vaccine is causing early ovarian failure, no babies, no business. Why aren't they talking about the girls themselves who are dying, or the 100 other horrid reactions to these vaccines, some of them never heard of before? No, they're not talking about any of that because that brings them business. Not the girl dying, but the recurring and perpetual horrible things that have happened to them. But they're speaking out against no babies because no business for them how can we vaccinate and injure future children if you don't bring us future children to injure?
Absolutely. It's like, you know, bring us the sacrifice, create new sacrifice. But then they've created this paradox of, you know, once they create the sacrifice, there's no more sacrifice. It's disgusting.
There's some kind of a picture out there with a man sacrificing a baby. Let's pretend that he's not holding a knife, but instead a needle. And instead of wearing a hooded robe, wearing a white jacket, right?
Oh, yeah.
But still holding it in that stabbing position to let people know what the outcome's going to be either today or tomorrow. Because ask anyone how long the life expectancy of an autistic child is, they will say 35. My sister lived to be 22. And Ronnie's
lived to be 22.
Ronnie's child from the DTaP. One shot. Till you're in infancy or they diminish the length of your life and certainly your prospects while you live. The whole thing is just so unfreaking believable. And the fact that we are, you know, fighting people with gargantuan amounts of money, they're not liable for anything they do, and they want to point the finger at us. What a joke. What a sick, sick joke.
I just can't believe, you know, that it's taken so long for people to wake up. And, you know, I worry because I wonder, are people really awake, you know, or will people fall back asleep? You know, I don't know what the future is going to hold, but I do know that unless we look at older movements like, you know, the civil rights movement, women's suffrage, and look at how they fought with every bit of their being, you know, for freedom, we're going to be screwed. That's what I know. And
that's,
you know,
right.
We have to be smart about this. We have to use compassion. Compassion, we always have to use. See, that's the thing that I don't understand. When you tell people that they have to go full truth with people, for some reason I think people get this idea that you have to go off the deep end. No, what you do is you state the facts, you continue to state the facts, and you do it with compassion. Truth will get us everywhere. And when you temper that with compassion, it will move mountains.
Well, what I tell parents is when they look as horrified as they do, I say, forgive yourself. The only thing you can be accused of is trusting someone that society has told you is your trusted family physician, right?
Absolutely.
Trust your trusted family physician. I mean, that those words have come at me from the television for time immemorial. So I trust family physician. And, you know, my kids are suffering from it. I was just saying that 10 members of my family and 9 of my immediate family are dead or injured from vaccines. It's horrifying. It's really horrifying. That's just one family.
Wow.
I know.
I just really don't know what to say to that. I mean, it's so horrible in my mind. You know, I mean, they're basically preying on people. I mean, these people are predators. And, mm-hmm. you know, we are the resistance. You know, this is a war for human health. And, you know, we've got to start framing it that way.
Survival.
It's not some cute thing.
Survival. Survival.
Survival.
Absolutely. Survival advocate. Call yourself that. That's what you are.
I like that. I like that a lot, you know, and, you know, we've got to start taking this movement seriously because some people, I think, treat it like a hobby. And I understand there's some people that because they're taking care of a vaccine-injured child or, you know, not even a child at this point, you know, somebody who's an adult who was injured as a child or, you know, another loved one because vaccine injuries don't just happen to children. I understand that sometimes, you know, saying stuff online is all they've got, and that's understandable. But those of us who can stand up and get out into the streets, we need to get out into the streets. We need to find the courage to all across America start protesting the vaccine clinics. And not just talking to the parents, but talking to the fathers, talking to the children.
T-shirts, handbags. Everybody
yes.
that you don't talk to should read the message that whatever your message is on your clothes. Truth Train has made up a shirt for me. Actually, they made it up for themselves, and it was so groovy. I said I'd like that in hot pink, you know. But I'm definitely going to wear this shirt. This is it is clever. It rhymes, and it's blatantly honest. I cannot wait for this shirt to arrive so I can start wearing it, you know? It says everything you need to know on one shirt. It's perfect. I'm going to read it
brilliant.
To you. Hold on. I'm going to go get it and read it to you. Go ahead while I look for it.
Well, I'm excited, you know, that...
Go ahead.
You know, this is very cool, you know, that you've got a T-shirt with that on it. I'm excited about that.
Well, kids are excited when they see me wearing my Outlaw Vaccines T-shirt. They're like, all right. You know, kids are – I've never had a problem getting through to a kid. I'll tell you that much. Not once. Oh, yeah, there's somebody put a meme up. It says, if you are not saving babies, please get out of my way. Perfect. Perfect.
I love that.
Not saving – yeah, that is great. I'll send you that, too. We have to make a list of everything I need to send you. But there's – let me – I want to find that T-shirt. Oh, here it is. Okay. It says, the whole nation needs realization that vaccination is not immunization, it is depopulation. Truth Train.
I love that.
Isn't it great?
That is brilliant.
Yep. So I'm getting one in hot pink. The font that he chose for the lettering makes it creative. It's very attractive. And, of course, they make T-shirts in every color imaginable. And, of course, I'm into hot pink. So that's what I'm going to go for.
Absolutely perfect.
Well, I can't wait to wear it. So, I mean, you can just have your T-shirt do your talking for you, you know. The yellow vest that I made up that says, stop not caring, vaccines are killing our kids, I'm going to make up buttons so that people can wear that on their this should be sent to every legislator in creation. If you have spent time educating legislators, that's the message you need to send them, these authorities. They know. I know they know. I've taught so many. They just, you know, when my latest congressperson, she replaced, and so I started afresh with her with my legislation to ban vaccines, you know. And she got back to me with a letter all about how Wakefield was struck off. And I wrote back to her saying, this was written before I even knew who Andrew Wakefield was. So this is not going to be a conversation about Andrew Wakefield. This was written, and all these facts I knew before I knew who he was. So just take it on its own merit. I'm so sorry that everybody has chosen to deride this man who was doing his job. You know, he was persecuted for doing his job.
That's exactly right.
You know?
It's terrifying.
That's all he was doing.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As they, so many people have said, I thought, you know, coming, finding this information out, people would be so happy to receive it. I mean, they put, what's his name, Jerry Lewis, on a boat out to sea for the labor telethon when he found out from Dr. Joel Wallach that trace minerals, a specific one that begins with a C, I don't want to conjecture which one it is, but it's a trace mineral that begins with a C. And he told Jerry Lewis what it was that the mother was deficient in when she had her baby, and that this mineral could reverse the problem. He, you know, ran to the people who run muscular dystrophy to tell them this, and don't you know, they gave him an early retirement, just like Dr. Zimmerman, who told the legal team, I'm not convinced that autism, you know, autism is being caused in certain children from the vaccines. Well, they gave him an early retirement. So
it just, you know, it boggles my mind because, you know, you say early retirement. You know, there's a lot of people that have spoken out and, you know, they've ended up face down in a river.
Or
you know,
they've
so the
been
people
put
get,
in jail. You know, Judy
yes.
Markovitz went to jail. Dr. Langto went to jail. This poor Stephen, what is it, David Stephan, and the Clark couple, they very well may be in jail.
Wow, you know, I'm just going to put it out there again, you know, for people to be very, very careful, but not to stop what you're doing.
Yeah, the thing is what they can do to you worse than killing children? If the answer is no, keep going. Keep going. What is your life worth if you are not, if you don't, you know, save mankind or live with the shame of not saving mankind? How about that? Shame on you. And that's what this yellow vest says. Shame on you. Stop not caring. Vaccines are killing our kids.
They're killing, you
know,
they're killing the kids. They're robbing them of natural immunity, which will build their immune system. They're dumbing them down. You know, it's lowering their IQs. And this is all by design. Sick and healthy people are easy to control. Sick and easy people have to have somebody to care for them. Therefore, you know, the person taking care of them cannot live their life. These people know what they're doing.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And they are we are paying for the privilege of them doing it to us. And on top of it, they have no liability. It is the ultimate. If you can come up with another scenario like the vaccine scenario, I'd like to see what it is. And the Supreme Court saying they're unavoidably unsafe, not banning them, but instead, allowing the companies to make them without liability. Where were their minds that day? Where was common sense that day? There's just so much wrong on so many levels. It's exhausting, isn't it?
It's completely 100% exhausting, because it's like we have to find a way to get everybody involved because time is running out. I don't know whether we're going to be able to pull this off or not, but, we got to try. That's what we've got to do.
I'm going to give everybody my best tips. If everybody get a pen, because I'm going to tell you the best things I've done. I made a list of 50 things I did because I did 50 different things in 1 year. And then the best thing you can do if you have money is put a billboard up and cram it with important information, okay? That's number one. But that costs money. I always think in terms of what doesn't cost money. So local public access television, like a billboard, works while you sleep. You just got to make the program and let it air and re-air or make another program. And, I have 50-hour-long programs. And it's all from actions I've taken. But you don't have to take actions. You can ask. I've asked people, may I use your video? I think this will really get through to people. May I incorporate it in an hour-long program of mine that it's very relevant to? They always say yes. I've only done that like 4 times, but these are 4 really important presentations. But the rest of it is all actions I've taken, all gatherings, parenting classes, you name it. Whatever I've done, I've recorded because people always speak. And they always, when we do it publicly and I had to reserve a space, they always have a siren running the whole time or a generator turned on for no purpose other than to have this incredibly distracting background noise. So there's always... It's really never easy to achieve. The last event I had, if I told you how many things went wrong before and after it, you wouldn't even believe me. But we've got 2 hours worth of programming as a result. So that was well worth the investment and all the aggravation that was put upon me. None of it was an accident, okay? So all I can say is go into a subway and everyone's waiting for a train. I want you to do this. Put your phone to your ear, put your finger over your other ear, and then scream into the phone as if you can't hear the person and they can't hear you, even though there are no trains running by the way. Wait till the train stops. And then scream into the phone really important information like you're trying to teach a mother. Okay? And just, I've educated 1,000 people over the course of several platforms between trains, just doing that, pretending that I couldn't hear someone and that I had to scream. And funny enough, I came up with this outside the Rockefeller Foundation. Isn't that wild? There's a Rockefeller Academy.
That is absolutely wild.
It is wild because they had cameras on me. They have cameras everywhere. But I was educating people as they were leaving a hospital. And then I saw like 100 people coming at me at once, and a lot of them had strollers. So maybe they had some kind of a class or something, but I thought I can't approach each and every one of them. So I started to scream into a phone, even though nobody else was on the other line, everything that I would have normally told them. And I thought, we can do this in stadiums. We can do it in train stations. We can do it everywhere. And you know where else I do it? Whenever I'm in the car with my husband, I will put the phone up to my ear. Of course, no one's there. But there are always people with strollers waiting to cross the street. And I'll scream into the phone everything I want that parent to hear. So every time we hit a stop sign, I'm screaming into the phone valuable information about vaccines that I want a parent with a stroller to hear. You just have to do it always, everywhere. And I'm just giving you hot tips. Go to singles bars, catch people before they procreate, and educate them, and bring a stack of cards for people who are receptive and say, now, educate your peers. They're going to take you more seriously than old me, you know? And I tell people I'm waiting for my daughter. That's what I say. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, she's glorious. So I'm not there waiting for my daughter. I'm just, you know, sipping on a cranberry juice over the course of 2 hours, educating as many people as I can. So I took that indoors from the bus stop, which I stood at a bus stop with five lines. I'm not standing at a bus stop with one line when I can stand at a bus stop with five lines, and you've got a captive audience, right? And then you bring up the flu shot. You say, oh, anybody, you know, do you remember a time, say to a grandmother, say everything in ringing tones too. Never, ever whisper. Say things as if you want to be heard across the street. Do you remember a time without vaccines and without autism? You know, it sounds, yes, I remember it. I said, well, wait till you hear what they're doing now, you know. Or, gosh, should I get a flu shot? I was telling the audience at the beginning, I used that line. You know, should I get a flu shot? And everybody comes in with their stories. My husband died from the flu shot. You know, it's like, thank you, lady. But everyone's had a bad reaction from the flu shot, which is why I am so indebted to the flu shot.
It's just, I'm running out of words because, you know, if you could see the look of horror that's on my face right now, you know, because I know what they're doing. I know how they're robbing people of their potential, how they're robbing young kids of, you know, natural immunity, the building blocks of the immune system, which, you know, I am going to say, you know, at the risk of sounding crazy, if you hear of one of these childhood illnesses in your area, take your kid or your teenager over there kicking and screaming, and don't stop until they're sick, because these mild illnesses will prevent things that are way worse later on, you know, autoimmune diseases. And, you know, cancer, those are far worse than being sick for a few days.
Well, autoimmune diseases mean nothing to people. You have to say what they are. Diabetes. What's an autoimmune disease? Well, say diabetes. You know what I mean? Because unless you're really savvy, you're not going to know what that means. There's a great list on NoVaccine.com. You have to type in www.novaccine.com, and it's a list of vaccine reactions and conditions. It's broken down in type, the type of, and then everything that falls under it. So in layman's terms, you can't talk above their head because it'll get lost on them, or they'll feel stupid and their mind will wander. So you want to keep them engaged by using terminology they're familiar with. And tell them, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. I had to forgive myself. Honey, the only thing you did was trust. I've been there, but I'm telling you so you stop trusting. And save your child.
That's the only way we can save, you know, a child, the only way we can save humanity. Because they are after every man, woman, and child, and these people will not give up. You know, in a lot of ways, these people are stalkers. You know, they're stalking your health. They're stalking your future. They want to take it away from you.
Yeah, that's another thing. Why would people do that? You know, and that's the one where you're like, wow, there's a very deep rabbit hole here. I'm going to give you the secret covenant of the Illuminati and tell me if that's not exactly the checklist of what they're doing to us currently.
Sounds about right. Illuminati occult, you know, symbolism.
I say think of Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars. These are the people who run our world, okay? just a whole bunch of
Oh, yes,
the
Emperor Palpatine. Yes, that's,
control,
you know, that's a very good example.
Control freaks who want the elimination of entire planets. Control freaks who want to wipe out entire planets. That's what it is. They exist.
And, you
Snidely
know, we may whi- actually...
Snidely whiplash isn't bad enough.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. Now I'm feeling old, flashing back to that, you know?
So we have 8 minutes left, Christopher. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your journey on trying to make this film, which I'm really praying you will achieve, because you've given it a lot of thought. You've interviewed a lot of people. You've, you know, made many strides towards accomplishing it. Even if you have to change your criteria of what you're looking for to accomplish it, you've invested yourself tremendously.
I will get it pulled off. The thing that I have done, I have trusted, you know, a lot of people that I shouldn't have trusted. I'm now learning. And this is something that will go into the documentary. These people don't seem to realize it. A lot of the people that I've reached out to and that I've trusted that have stabbed me in the back, you know, I will not call them out by name. But there'll be enough, you know, evidence thrown into the documentary. While it won't take away from everything else, it will show the controlled opposition portion of the documentary. Spotting the Truth, you know, I originally started with the title the original title was Give Me Mumps or Give Me, you know, ... You know, and I went through so many different titles, and I finally settled on Spotting the Truth. You know, but then I changed it. Spotting the Truth, a documentary for the people, by the people. Because ultimately, you know, this is a documentary that can be done by anybody, you know, or their stories can be done by anybody. All they have to do, pick up a camera, you know, talk about and videotape vaccine injury in your family. Send me the video at forcedanarchy@gmail.com. I can put that in the video, you know, I can put that in the documentary. And I've had people tell me, oh, you can't do that. You can't do a documentary on a cell phone. Well, award-winning films have been done on phones. So, you know, I completely reject the idea that I need to be able to travel out there. And, you know, a lot of these families that are vaccine injured, they're homebound because they can't go out in public. You know, and this is what I want to capture. The other thing that I want to do is I want to take back the lie that they use to push these vaccines of, you know, saying these childhood illnesses are horrible. I'm looking for an exposure because I was actually lucky enough, well, unlucky enough to have never had any of the childhood illnesses. So I'm putting the thing out there, you know, get me an exposure. And I've had people that have actually gotten in touch with me that I could have been exposed to, and they'll tell me no. They're like, oh, your project will make us look crazy. Well, not standing up to these people is what makes us look crazy. It makes us look like cowards. So I am all for.
I don't know if you saw the latest article. If I didn't send it to you, I will send that to you also, about a staff member on the Trump team. His wife is saying, bring back good old-fashioned measles. She's calling.
Oh, yeah,
for...
and they're ripping this woman apart for saying something that's truthful. And if you look at her, she looks healthy. And, you know, they're ripping this woman apart for saying this. They're like, no, measles doesn't prevent anything. No, childhood illnesses don't prevent anything. You're just trying to murder children. The horrible things they're saying to this woman. They're even reviving history. For example, they're saying, oh, well, baby boomers were all vaccinated for measles, you know, and they never had it, only a small portion. Well, the measles vaccine only came out in the early 60s. you know, the mumps vaccine and the rubella vaccine were much later, and then they were combined, you know, in the early 70s. So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, these people just love to revise history. Or one of them that was replying to her was the person I mentioned earlier that said measles doesn't give you lifelong immunity, that, you know, if there's a measles outbreak, it'll kill millions of elderly people. These people lie. They just flat out lie.
Well, wild measles, but they're giving boosters once they've given you a shot. They keep giving you boosters. You know, so if that doesn't scream how ineffective vaccines are.
Oh, yeah. You know, people just don't want to hear the truth. I mean, you know, the mumps vaccine wears off. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, it wears off. People get the mumps. They'll call it anything but the mumps. But now they're trying to add a third booster shot for university students. You know, it's ridiculous. But, you know, my documentary, I want to explore all of this. You know, last year when I was trying to get an interview with somebody who had the mumps, you know, at Syracuse University, I had students chase me. You know, I had people tear down my signs. And these weren't on campus, they were off campus, but they tore down my signs. I had three girls chase me. I've had people call me names. I've had people give me threats. But you know what? I'm not giving up. I'm going to get these interviews with the vaccine-injured families, which I'm working on, and I'm going to get exposure to these childhood illnesses to show, surprise, these are not a big deal, and I will put it out there. You give me an exposure to one of these things, I will make a donation to charity in your name, and I will keep a webcam running 24/7, excluding bathroom breaks, so that you know that I'm not a fraud. You know, I am 100% transparent. I want Spotting the Truth to be a one-time documentary because I don't want a sequel. I want to end the vaccine lie. Anybody who can help me can get in touch with me at forcedanarchy@gmail.com, or they can look up Natural Immunity, you know, on Facebook, or they can find me at Forced Anarchy on Twitter because, you know, I am going to get this finished if I have to split hell wide open, because, you know, it's worth it. I am willing to do whatever it takes.
Well, you have set a very tough criteria for yourself. I can understand fully why you are trying to be exposed to these things so you can show people you're not afraid of it, too, being exposed to natural diseases. But it's, you know, if this never comes to pass, the body of work that you have compiled is worthy of a movie all by itself. So I just want to leave you with that so that you don't stop. I want you to continue. And use other people's stories if you have to, you know, if you can't be the person who gains natural immunity in a natural way, then use other people's stories, because you've got to move on and get this made so that I can air it on local public access television.
That would be great.
Okay, everybody.
That would be absolutely wonderful.
Well, we're down to 10 seconds, and I just want to say, my guest Christopher Wyatt to tell you his group on Facebook. Tell them the name of your group if they want to join it.
Non-vax/natural immunity.
Non-vax/natural immunity. And you can communicate directly with Christopher Wyatt at forcedanarchy@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, and they can find me on Twitter at Forced Anarchy, and they can find me on Facebook. You know, if they look up Natural Immunity, they will find me.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. Thanks again for being my guest. This is Public Advocate Radio. You can find our archive for the Mary and Sally Show, my previous program, at tinyurl.com. tinyurl.com/vaccinefreeradio. The archive for this is tinyurl.com/publicadvocate. And you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/vaccinefreeNYC and at vaccinefreeNYC on Twitter. So that's about it. Talk to you soon, my fiend.